It's time for our elementary update as we head to Jennings Elementary in Quincy and welcome in Principal Ron Olmsted. Right in the middle, actually not in the middle, you're winding down. March is Reading Month. That's always a great time of year, isn't it?
It is, Ken. And you know, speaking of Quincy, there's lots of exciting events taking place within our community school here. March is Reading Month is always an exciting opportunity for kids to be given the chance to read and read more. And we know reading is very important, not only in March, but all the time, because literacy is the foundation for learning. So we take advantage of that in March with all of the media as well. And we've developed a theme, Find a Treasure. Read is our theme. And we've set a goal for our students. And our goal really is to build student stamina in reading. And we know through some of the high-stakes testing and some of the literacy opportunities for students that building stamina, which is time on task in reading and sticking to a piece of literature is very important. So we have asked our kids to continue reading, and we would like to have 16,000 minutes of reading throughout March. And our goal, we've been tracking our goal with the ultimate chance for kids to have the principal dress as a pirate. And so our kids are excited about reading, and with a theme of treasures and pirates and all of that good stuff, it's tough to go wrong here.
Well, do they make you walk the plank over a pit of alligators or something?
I surely hope not, but you never know what is in store for elementary principals.
Now, that's 16,000 minutes. That sounds like an awful daunting task, but do you use a little math in that and break it down for the kids on who's got to do what part?
We try within each classroom. Classroom teachers have been setting goals with students. Again, in everyday reading, we try to build a goal for each level to so many minutes of stamina per a reading block. And we know the importance of kids actually reading during reading instruction. And so that has been a continual goal as students start a school year and move through the school year to increase that amount of stamina on a text.
Ron Olmsted from Jennings Elementary in Quincy with us this morning. You've got some other events involving parents as well at Jennings.
We do. This is a busy weekend and a great chance for us to be able to promote that community spirit with our kids. Coming up on Friday, we have a chance for kids to come into the building with their parents, enjoy some dinner, and we call this event Minute to Win It, where we provide games for the kids, but we take this chance to also meet with our parents. We provide support for parents talking about some data through our testing assessments, and also give them an opportunity to learn about some reading strategies that they might work with their kids during that parent involvement piece. So that starts 5:30 on the 20th. It is Friday. It'd be the 28th. So the other piece is through our Jennings Parent Organization, and that's going to be Saturday. This is a mother-son event. We hold this annually each year. This year we're going to tie in bowling with our kids and our mothers. And our Jennings Parent Organization has done a wonderful job promoting that relationship, that family piece, tying in some fun on a Saturday afternoon, giving away lots of cool prizes. And it's going to be great to be able to see our sons and mothers taking some time to be together and enjoying some bowling. And I look forward to seeing that relationship with our kids and their parents.
There you go. Well, that parallel sport obviously is so big for the kids, for them throughout the school year too. So, hey, right now, where are you guys at as far as the marking periods go? Are you winding down right now? Or
we have just finished our third marking period, and we have one quarter to go. A lot of work to be done with our kids, and I say that because of the time we've missed through our snow days this year. So we have a lot of work to do, and we hope our kids are up to the challenge. I know our teachers are. But we are in our final quarter here of the school year.
All right, Ron, thanks for the update, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
Thank you, Ken.
Ron Olmsted from Jennings Elementary in Quincy with us on this edition of our Elementary Update.